This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. The focus is on it's always on a number of different things because we live in a big, wide, wonderful world. Jennifer is in the big, wide, wonderful world. Jennifer Horn, Victoria is as well. Victoria Keelan on the DJV program along with Kara Schillen, who is liked by everybody, tall and short, big and small. Everybody likes Kara. So there we go. Not that, say, everybody doesn't like Victoria or Jennifer, but there's an old thing about
you always have something this amazing about way of complimenting someone and also kind of like underhandedly insulting
other people, tearing down everybody else.
No, just calm down. It's all good. Speaking of things that are all good, results of the I love the way the results come in before people vote in New Hampshire. There is that focus on who's doing what to whom and what the latest gossip is. I thought it was interesting, though, to go back to Iowa, which was last week. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Mr. Tom Perez, says, "Jennifer, I will absolutely not resign after this big, bad mess."
Good.
Right. Well, anyway, he said he understands why everybody is angry.
You know what? Here's the reason why I don't really have a lot of sympathy. Last time around, Democrats were angry because of the superdelegates, and this time around, they haven't made very many changes at all. And I'm a Republican. We do it differently on the RNC side. That's not bragging. If my party did this, I would be apoplectic because they weigh who they want their candidate to be. And people think they have all this choice and they study and they go, okay, I'm going to make this person my selection. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. And that's unfortunate.
But, you know, the hierarchy in both parties is the same thing. That's why the system is.
But the rules are different. I mean, I'm not making that up. And it's not to grow.
The Republican National Committee wants Trump to be reelected, and there's no.
Yeah, but they certainly didn't want him last time around. Are you kidding? They
did the same thing. They tried to do all.
Well, no, but there was no super delegate. There was no nothing. They couldn't stop it. That was part of the issue. But certainly, I don't think they were celebrating when they found out that Trump would be the nominee.
Yeah, I would like to see our country have more parties. Frankly. And this doesn't require a constitutional amendment. It just requires people getting behind it and stop getting suckered in school. There should be more information in terms of world history or how the rest of the world functions, looking at other countries who have functional governments that have more parties so that people have more choices. Why do we just have two choices? Well, we have kind of three. If you consider
fish, but has an independent ever really
work.
Made it that far?
No, like libertarians never make it either, because at this point the Democrats and the Republicans have a stranglehold on the policy, the procedure, the people who are in government now that otherwise would make choices find it not in their best interest to make these choices, so the choices aren't there. I think we get screwed as a public by this all of this stuff, really and truly. And at some point along the line, there will be a reckoning, I think. And maybe it'll come at the hands of somebody like...
Well, the
like,
thing... Maybe. I would hope so. You know, my dad and my family are all from Ireland, so we've been following the Irish general election, and the Sinn Féin party has really surged ahead. So now they've got three different parties that are going to kind of split the ruling. And the thing that it does bring about, it brings a lot of diversity in the candidates, which is why we're the only major nation that's never had a female president or prime minister. And every other country, when you look at the way that the parliamentary system of government, or however it is, even in France, you know, we're much closer to the way that the French constitution was. It really, having more than just a two-party system really does bring a lot of diversity that I think is really necessary.
Yeah. We all talk about it and give it a lot of lip service. And by the way, when you look at the headlines around for New Hampshire, there's not a word about Bloomberg. The pictures of Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar and Pete and Bernie.
Well,
and,
to be
and
fair,
Elizabeth
he's not
Warren.
On the ballot. Here's the thing. I know you love Bloomberg, but you got to wait till he's on the ballot. He's not in contention at this point.
Yeah, I can talk about him.
You love him. Like, I love Trump. You love Bloomberg. It's okay. Right. We can
well,
embrace
but here's
it.
The thing, though. When you look at all of the polls and the different data and analytics that are coming out, separate from just talking about New Hampshire, and like Jen mentioned earlier in the show, that Bloomberg actually had a few write-in votes in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
He's not even on the ballot. But, you know, when you look at the data, he's surging ahead. And he's
doing well.
And
he's going to have his chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just going to have his chance.
When he's on the ballot. Exactly.
It's not like he's being shut out in Iowa or New Hampshire. It's just he wasn't playing.
Kara and I were saying earlier that, I don't know if you saw, Doug, the images of Judge Judy. She showed up to stump for him somewhere.
Yeah,
and I've never seen her outside of her black robe on the show.
Right.
She looked great. She's 77. She looked almost unrecognizable. She looked
cleans
amazing.
Up well. So can we go back for a second, Victoria, to the Irish election and Sinn Féin and what they're doing? Sinn Féin?
Just the way you said it was funny.
Sinn Féin. The reality there is that when you go back, and I don't know how many people even remember the history of the Irish Republican Army and the violence, the fact that Protestants and the Catholics were fighting for decades, years and years and years and years and years. And I can remember, I'm trying to remember his name. He was a tall guy with glasses who led Sinn Féin and then became sort of a hero, but he was a bad guy.
And that's part of the problem, that it's to older people, and Sinn Féin has no association with the IRA, but older people remember when there were links. Younger people, what got them essentially, they had 38% of voters 18 to 35 said that housing was the number one most important issue. The cost of housing in Ireland has just skyrocketed. And so only the Sinn Féin party really even focused on that, the cost of health care and the cost of housing. Sounds kind of familiar to everyone I know who's also 18 to 35. So it's not associated. Now it's associated more with the younger voters in Ireland, not necessarily associated with the Irish Republican Army at all. But the history certainly is there for older people, and it still stings. But the facts are the facts. The younger people went out in droves, and I don't think anyone really saw this coming. And there's a growing homelessness crisis, just like in California and all major cities around the U.S. We have a lot of the same issues. We really do.
Mm-hmm. The world. Progressive world certainly does,
mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yep.
All right, this is the DJV program. Here's the focus on our most recent podcast. Those of you who want to catch up with things that you may not have heard us talk about, certainly the first thing is to talk about the Oscar moments, the outfits, that sort of thing, the actors, the In Memoriam segment. Passing of Robert Conrad is in our focus on the most recent podcast as well, and Orson Bean over this past weekend. The celebration of Christina Cook returning to Earth after her record-breaking space mission, continuing results from the disaster at the Iowa caucus. All of those things are in the podcast that's up right now at djvshow.com. You can subscribe to our podcast, too, on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can follow us also on social media. It's facebook.com/DJV Show, Twitter @DJV Show, and all the audio, as I say, easily rendered at Good Day Show. No, Good Day. Hello, Doug. What program are we talking about? I do so many of these things. Sometimes I'm ad-libbing through. Well, wait a minute. How about that one? No. The podcast for the DJV Show is at DJVshow.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you will want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Roger Stone, the slammer, for 9 years. How many people remember what he was convicted of? The same old trap, lying to Congress. Not what he really did.
He hasn't even been convicted yet, has he? he was convicted, and now he's waiting his sentencing. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I guess.
Okay, so normally I get to start with it. I get to start with the story, and I just was going, oh, what are you talking about? We haven't talked about an update on New York. Did you hear about the shootings in New York City this past weekend? But apparently the mayor has finally come out and said that it might have something to do with the fact that they softened restrictions on bail after January. You think, Mayor de Blasio? And apparently the sergeants union, the NYPD sergeants union, has now threatened to go after Bill de Blasio and literally declare war because they feel unprotected by the mayor and they think that he's not protecting there. It's exactly what I thought of, Doug. It's exactly what I thought of.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, anyway, that he's going to go after him and say, hey, you need to protect your officers a little more, and that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. How many people are paying attention, do you think, to Black History Month? So we're one-third of the way through the month. I haven't seen too much about it. It seems that in years past it was more pronounced or in front of us. Is that just me? Have any of you or all of you seen things that bring to the surface more information about Black? As a matter of fact, I was thinking about seeing after the Oscars the other night, I was thinking of going to see that movie Harriet, which I hadn't seen yet. I remember studying her. The reason I bring it up is because I remember studying her in school. How many children do you think now are studying Harriet?
I think actually more students than ever are more kids now. Yeah, more kids now are studying her probably than when I was in school. So I think that that's something that's more. She's definitely more top of mind. And anytime you put a movie out about, you know, somebody who's considered to be a complete American hero, you know, it sparks more interest in learning about her.
Yeah. Well, she was. Actually, in lots of different ways, she was a forerunner, no question about that. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broke a lot of hearts, didn't they, Jennifer? The boys. Backstreet Boys. Back again. This is sort of the confirmation of something we were talking about a couple of weeks ago with the Backstreet Boys, who are ready to announce their second North American tour, the DNA World Tour, kicking off July 10th with a show at the Jones Beach in New York. Where's that, the theater? Where's that, Victoria?
It's, Long Island.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not
yeah.
that okay. far out no. from the city.
All right, so this three-month tour will bring the group into arenas, amphitheaters all across the country. Also, go up to Canada, too, ending with an October 9th show at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. I want to see. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl. See if I can.
Oh, so fun. I can't believe you haven't been. You've got to go.
Yeah.
Why don't we go together?
Okay. Get tickets
You're
for that.
You're just never
October
here
9th.
During the summer. That's the problem.
Well, October 9th. Get tickets for that. I'll come up for that.
All right.
So that's so how does Donny Osmond do that? Go work around the schedule for
Donny Osmond?
Oh, he's not in Donny. Yeah.
Wahlberg?
Yeah, Donny Wahlberg, yeah.
Donny Wahlberg's not in the Backstreet Boys.
All right.
Okay. So that is no problem.
Oh, boy. Let's just keep moving
way,
forward.
Neither is Donny Osmond.
Correct.
All right. Here we go.
We've established she's not in the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God.
Remember, hey, don't be so outraged. Will you please, Victor? Oh, my God.
That's a pretty outrageous thing to assume that Donny Osmond is in the Backstreet Boys.
You know what? For me, they all sound the same. New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys.
You.
I know.
And Donny Osmond, apparently.
Now, since I canceled my tickets for October.
Yeah, I know. Now that Donny Osmond is no longer with the Backstreet Boys, Doug's That's no true, interest though. In seeing them. Oh, my God.
Anyway. A.J. McLean, who knows who he is, one of the members of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, God, anyone who's ever listened to the Backstreet Boys knows who that is.
It seems to be universal,
Clearly,
ladies
we don't,
and gentlemen. All three
not be
of the ladies.
This story.
Oh, you
I
do
think
it
we
then.
We need to revamp how we
you.
Do this. This is
Go
Jen's
ahead,
wheelhouse. This is Jen's this
Jennifer,
is Jen's
you do
group.
It. Tell the story.
The Backstreet Boys are going on tour.
Without Donny Osmond.
Without Donny Osmond. They're not taking Donnie Wahlberg either. It's not a crossover event. And I'm very excited because this morning I woke up and I got my email saying, hey, Jennifer, Ticketmaster ready. You can pre-buy your tickets this week.
I heard Mark Wahlberg was going to join the group. Is that true or not?
Right. He is, yeah. And the Funky Bunch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now you lost him again, so keep moving.
All right, so that's it. Tickets to the concert available just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Before hitting the U.S. and Canada this summer, they are going to play shows in Mexico, South America, Australia, and New Zealand. So they get warmed up. So they'll be putting lots of change in their pocket this year, the Backstreet Boys.
They do every year now.
Darius Rucker, where is he in this?
Oh, boy.
Not anywhere close.
Back on tour with Hootie and the Blowfish. That's where he is.
See, they all sing again. All right, where are we here? Looks like Florida Georgia Line.
Where are we? It's a very good question.
The Florida Georgia Line remix of the song Yummy from, I don't call him the worm anymore, because I think he's kind of grown up a little. Justin Bieber's track Yummy. They're about to release a country version of it.
So relieved.
Florida Georgia Line.
He's finally off your poop
list. It's not ready, though, yet, Kara, right?
No, not yet. I think it comes out in the next couple days. But, I mean, this just continues that apparently the country pop crossover is just...
Yeah. Hey, it works.
Huge.
It does.
I mean, yeah, music. Justin Bieber was on the Dan and Shay song, 10,000 Hours, last year, and that's a really good song. So, I don't know. I guess if it works, then keep doing it.
Okay, so they have written Start Your Countdown. On this fine morning, we can officially say that we are 10 days away from y'all hearing this fresh new music. Come to us on the 19th of February.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vote casting underway in New Hampshire's first in the nation presidential primary. The top Iowa caucus finishers Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg are the favorites. Sanders, holding a rally yesterday, attended mostly by young people.
If Congress can give huge tax breaks to billionaires and large corporations, you know what else Congress can do? We can cancel all student debt.
Elizabeth Warren saying in Rochester, New Hampshire yesterday, the Democrats have one job come November, to defeat the incumbent president.
A country that elects a man like Donald Trump for president is a country that is already seriously in trouble.
A South Dakota State Senate panel has defeated a controversial transgender bill that would have blocked medical professionals from performing gender-changing surgeries on children under 16. This is USA Radio News.
Finest Stone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042. Or on the web at
licenses for the products they offer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On today's DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you, Y-O-U-U-U-U. It's all about you, you, you. And you can sing that on Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner. Right? Isn't it about, that's what the men are supposed to do. They're supposed to sing to the ladies. Men
is that what it
come
is?
Out.
Those have flowers? Shortens. No singing.
Really? Like, you mean that Lewis can't sing? Is that it, basically?
Being serenaded is, like, really awkward.
Really? Why?
I don't even like when mariachi bands bother me at a Mexican restaurant.
You don't?
No.
Why are you so...
I don't know. It's not just me. I have a lot of girlfriends
who say
the same thing.
No, you have to sit there and listen to the entire thing. If someone's singing to you, and, like, if they're not that good, and, like, sometimes mariachi bands are not that good, and then they just stand there and play for 2 minutes, and you have to awkwardly sit there and pretend like you're enjoying it.
But it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
not if you're making someone else listen to your bad
song. It also just makes me, remember, and this is going a ways back on The Bachelor, when it was actually The Bachelorette, and that weird, awkward guy, Casey, kept trying to sing to Ali Fedotowsky, and well, that just, ruined
everything. I was going to reference, this happened in the last season, the guy who won, and then turns out he was just an aspiring songwriter and singer from Nashville who didn't actually care about her. He brought his guitar everywhere.
Oh, that did he actually win?
Jed, yeah. He,
oh,
God,
Jed.
So stupid.
And remember the guy Lee, who was like the, remember that other guy who was always trying to,
yeah.
He was,
yeah, so, no, I mean, to the
I like the guy from a long time ago, that country singer who'd always bring his guitar with him. You remember him?
Well, I don't know.
Will or something?
I don't remember that one, but it's obviously a friend on the show.
2 years ago, yeah.
Wow. This
so anyway,
really
Doug,
really
so no, we don't want to be serenaded.
All right, so Valentine's Day is...
And sometimes when you throw the rocks, they, bring me to a window, you push the window out. I mean, it's just a little...
But, I mean, Harry Styles, if you are available and would like to serenade me, I'm okay with it.
There are exceptions.
There are exceptions to every rule.
All
right. True.
That's it. There we go. So, having said that, Valentine's Day being around the corner, I'm sure, Victoria, you have plans. You're preparing. There's going to be a big night.
You're going away, right, Victoria?
Yeah, we're going to be in Atlantic City for a few nights. I've never been, actually.
The pinnacle of romance.
Is that
Atlantic City?
I know.
Are you going this weekend? Is that this weekend you're going?
Tomorrow night, yeah. We're just going for two nights, and then we'll be back here for Valentine's night.
Specifically going for Valentine's Day?
No. Because I just couldn't.
And Jennifer, aren't you gone? We have Laura Banks joining us for the first time.
I just have a work event. Yeah, I have a candidate. See, here's the thing. California votes early, so we're bringing in all the candidates and doing an event with them. Doing one this morning and one tomorrow night.
All right, what else have you got on Valentine's Day, Victoria?
Well, do you guys remember this time last year the El Paso Zoo offered to let people name a cockroach after your ex? Remember that? That whole big thing? Well, this year... This year, Burger King is getting in on it. Now, this is a much wider audience. So if you bring, this is kind of fun. So if you bring a picture of your ex that you actually have some beef with, no pun intended, well, actually pun intended, if you have a picture of your ex, you can go into a Burger King. They're encouraging scorned lovers to trade a picture of their ex for a free Whopper on Valentine's Day. The deal is a part of a partnership with the new film Birds of Prey. That's the Harley Quinn movie, which follows the newly single Harley Quinn on her adventures in Gotham City, according to the press release. And so so all the aching hearts out there are encouraged to bring a printed picture of their ex to the Birds of Prey themed breakup boxes, which will be in select Burger King restaurants across the country, and they are calling it the anti-Valentine's Day promotion. So in New Yorkers, you can use more than a picture. You can bring letters, stuffed animals, a piece of clothing, any of those things from your ex will also get you a free Whopper. Now, if you're not close to a Burger King that is participating in this, all is not lost. You can also, in their app, they're giving people a shot at winning a free Whopper as well. And so all you have to do is answer 4 out of the 5 questions correctly on the app, and then you'll get a gift card so that you can still get your free Whopper. So happy Valentine's Day.
And pretty soon, remember, by the year 2050, they'll be serving cockroaches at Burger King in places of the Whopper. And because I am so well known, excuse me, for my Segway serenades, speaking of cockroaches, the Department of Justice is reviewing Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yes.
William Barr says that the Department of Justice is going to look over info about Joe and Hunter Biden that Rudy collected in the Ukraine. Barr says it should be reviewed with skepticism. skepticism aimed at Giuliani. You really think so?
I think it's less about Giuliani and more about the sources of wherever
that could be Russian
Giuliani.
Collusion.
Yeah.
Again.
Really? Come on.
And also, Jen, you need to get to your boyfriend there and let him know that it's not the Ukraine, you've been saying. That drives
me
crazy.
I can't stand it.
He did a whole statement where he said the Ukraine 3 times in one sentence.
It's really irritating.
Well, but Giuliani's under investigation by the feds because of his business dealings with the people over there, because he didn't register as a foreign agent, right? Isn't that one of the problems?
He's got a lot of stuff.
I think so. I don't know. It's We'll see if anything comes of it. But I think what Barr's doing is right. Look, Rudy says he has all this stuff. He was talking about it. So Barr says, okay, we'll take it. We'll look at it. But there's a lot of misinformation campaigns going on that can lead a lot of people in. We've seen it all across the aisle. We've seen it on both sides. Yeah. Where people say, you know, it's like that's what the misconception was about the election, the so-called interference in the election. These were social media campaigns that literally, like in New York City, would try to set up Hillary Clinton rallies in the same location that there were Donald Trump rallies mm-hmm. to try to incite confusion and chaos.
Yeah. So, and it worked in some cases. Yeah.
In some cases it did, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
also. A lot of people
always
say that it was influencing the outcome of the vote. What it was really trying to do is incite chaos and confusion.
Well, but that influences the whole
welcome to our lives.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So the DOJ is also, well, it was, but now it isn't. It was, it wasn't, it is, it isn't. The antitrust probe of the car makers because of the focus on cleaner cars. Are we going to get them or we aren't? Seems that they have stopped their investigation into Ford and Volkswagen and Honda and BMW over the emissions deal with California. Maybe, Jennifer, you can dig around in this a little bit because it's so, again, once again, California working with the four automakers to defy the planned rollback of the fuel economy standards. So I can't understand what's up. Most of the time, if we could take the politics out of this a little bit, and it's hard to do it because it becomes, you know, clean air is like its own religion these days. And politically speaking, it's like a lightning rod. If you don't talk about climate change and stuff, you're out of the loop. At any rate, the emission standards are just not possible. You can come up with all kinds of edicts. It's just you can't do
and
it.
And it's not possible.
And have a car
one.
People can buy anyway and afford.
And you already have people suffering trying to, like, pay money just to, I mean, some people are forced to live in their car that are not up to EPA standards in California. But the thing that drives me nuts is that I've lived here my whole life, and the air was terrible, then the air got clean, and now the air is getting dirty again, yet California has the strictest emissions. So you tell me what's going on. I mean, the regulations are tighter than they've ever been, but yet somehow things are still not as good as they were, certainly even just 5 years ago.
Well, there's this, they have this dream, okay, we're going to get everybody to have, make a car that gets 54 miles to a gallon. If you have an electric car, that's swell. What happens, though, with the, and I think part of it, Jennifer, may come back to your boy Trump and the use of coal. I don't know if there's any coal-fired plants around here.
No, there's no coal in California. There's no coal plants. There are no oil refineries. I mean, that's the thing. We're oil-dependent on Saudi Arabia because the restrictions are so tough to try to either build new or increase production at oil refineries. They can't do it. So,
well, but that's because the state is wackadoodle. This state is crazy. There's no reason why you couldn't reasonably do what is necessary to make a...
When people say that, though, Doug, I'm on a coastal state as well, and Massachusetts says the same thing. Every state all up and down the East Coast, when this offshore drilling was being brought up again because Trump wanted to do it, every single state sued. Florida got a pass. Oh, because, you know, God forbid if there's an oil leak, Mar-a-Lago could be affected. So Florida didn't have to deal with it, but every other state on the East Coast had to sue. It's true. You can look it up. It's easily Googleable. So, but the problem is every single coastal state, East and West, relies heavily on whether it's beach tourism, the actual seafood markets, all of that. Anytime you see offshore drilling, look at the Gulf. The Gulf still is not really recovered from that last oil spill. It just isn't. And, you know, if this kind of stuff keeps happening
with the air quality.
That's not, you know, I'm talking about drilling for oil.
Well,
I'm only talking about oil.
Damn if you don't. This has made us energy independent, so we don't need those damn Saudis.
Everywhere but California.
Which is it? Which do you want? You want to be free of the Saudis, or you want to have cleaner water, maybe, under the or cleaner beach? I don't. You know, it's a conundrum. It really is. The last episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus has a focus on how you can postpone menopause, ladies. It is weekly sexual activity. According to Dr. Ken, in the most recent Good Day Health podcast, you have weekly sexual activity, and it'll postpone early
menopause. Dr. Ken's your man.
That's not nice. All right, anyway, if you want to get the story behind the story, you can hear the discussion between him and me. I don't know why we didn't bring some woman in on this, but the study is there for you to hear and to render an opinion on one way or the other. But that's the headline. Weekly sexual activity may postpone menopause. Get that story. GoodDayHealth.com is the podcast address. GoodDayHealth.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, on air. Everywhere with the DJV program. All right, so you were just talking about debt. And I wonder what John Peters and Pamela Anderson got married for a week, and he paid off all
the debts. 12 days. We like to be accurate.
Okay, 12 days. 12 days.
By the way, then, I'm totally available for an opportunity.
A 12-day marriage?
If they pay off all
your debt. Cool. Well, yeah, take my debt and whatever, you know.
But do you know, when you and Lewis got married, Victoria, you knew the whole story with him, your debt. Who had more debt, you or him, or did you neither have any debt at all?
No, we both had credit card debt.
Okay. And so did you combine it, and are you paying it off together?
No,
or are
we're
you
doing
paying
it
off
separately.
Yours, and he's doing
yeah.
his?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. What about you, Jennifer?
I found out some things along the way.
Uh-oh.
That's why everybody's like, oh, you're doing a long engagement. Yes, we are. But that's only to, you know, look, everybody's got a life, you know, especially when you get to be of an advanced age. Everybody's got a story. Everybody has a different path. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's difficult. You bring debt into a marriage, that really can be kind of squishy.
Well, in the situation that we want to be in, ultimately, we can't. So.
Yeah, there you go. All right, word to the wise, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time on the on the cusp of breaking medical information. Always the two doctors that I have here on the program, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me now, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I thought it was there. One of the things about my trips to see Jack, sometimes some of them are faster than others. I think all in all, we have about 45 minutes between airplanes tomorrow for you to fix me up, right? Isn't that, I think that's about it.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that'd be good, though. You can fix me up. I have faith in you. Speaking of planes in Salt Lake City, where Jack is, apparently there are people who are going from Salt Lake City, flying from Salt Lake City to San Diego, where they go across the border because the state of Utah is paying people to get their meds in Mexico. Have you heard about this?
No.
Public employees, yeah. There's state workers are participating. See, here I've got news from Salt Lake, and you're in Salt Lake. How about that for doing research?
Yes.
There's a year-old program, according to the state, that's aimed at lowering prescription drug costs by having public employees buy their medication in Mexico. It is much cheaper, steep discount in comparison to the U.S. prices anyway. First of its kind in the nation. I mean, think about the drama here of steps that states are taking to alleviate the high cost of prescription drugs. So this lady goes down once a month. She said she saved, normally it's $2,400 for some of the drugs that she needs. She's now paying $450. for what she's buying in Mexico. I don't know what she's buying down there, but at any rate, that's not the point. The point is that the drug prices, and this is something the government's investigating here, I think, I don't know how far or serious they are, because the drug companies have such a stranglehold on the political process. But anyway, the state pays the $500 per trip, and they give it to the employees as a bonus to go down and get whatever drugs they need. If they're serious and expensive, go to Mexico. What kind of a message is that? They spent $225,000 on this program last year, Jack.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Yeah, at KSL.com. This is incredible.
Pretty. When you think about it, it's pretty damnable. It's quite an indictment of our system.
Yeah, hop down there to San Diego, jump across the border to Tijuana.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff, I'm reading some of this, cash products, $500 to a customer who will fill their prescription down there. So you can do a round trip.
Mexico gives you. Yeah, right, exactly.
For less than $500.
Apparently, the Food and Drug Administration allows people to buy 3 months' supply. So that means the people from Salt Lake can go down there once every 3 months. This woman that I just talked about is going down every month. But every 3 months, go down and get what you need, come back again, and you save thousands of dollars. Wow, what an indictment of our drug, the culture and the drug supply.
Yeah, Avanox, they're talking about the drug Avanox, and it costs over $20,000 here, but $6,000 at a clinic in Tijuana. So public employee health plan, I think it's PEHP, is saving $13,000 when members of that health plan goes to Mexico to get the drugs rather than getting them here.
Right.
Yeah, well, they've got a businessman in charge of that process, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Or woman.
Speaking of jokes, the flu shot and the fact that it really doesn't address much of what is a problem. You know, we're all talking about the coronavirus, but once again, 10,000-11,000 people have died so far this year of the regular flu because the flu shot, well, not because, but one of the reasons is that the flu shots are, what, two-thirds not effective? What is
according to the CDC. The CDC came out and said, hey, we missed it again, they said. We missed the match.
Wow.
Yep.
Again. And they're the ones who tell you that you should go get a flu shot. It doesn't hurt you to get a flu shot. Don't mistake the information, but you're not going to get anything out of it. So follow Jack's advice and boost up your immune system. That's really the bottom line. That's what I think is most important. Got to have a strong immune system to avoid all these things. Regular viruses, coronaviruses, flus, the whole deal. Now, let's talk about losing some weight. It's now we're into Valentine's week. We've gone the whole gamut starting back in Thanksgiving time. I was talking about getting onto the program from Calitrin to lose weight or to keep yourself kind of at bay. Enjoy yourself, but get on the program then. Well, some of you did and some of you didn't. If you didn't, Calitrin is there for you. Weight loss, extraordinary. It's what a product this is. All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, has been around for decades. This is the thing for you to do. If you want to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, then go to Calitrin.com and use the code DJV. You get discounts on every bottle. $20 off. There's a Valentine's special this week. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV to save.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.